curb appeal that lasts. Shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The True Crime Society podcast contains adult themes and violence and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. And if you'd like to skip the intro or move to any specific part of the podcast, please refer to the timestamps listed in the episode description. Thank you. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the True Crime Society podcast with Stephanie and Olivia. It is March 8th, 2026 right now. We are pre-recording a few episodes for Olivia is going on a big adventure, a bigger than usual adventure.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've spoken about it here, but my daughter is going to dance at Disneyland, which is very exciting. And because Australia is so far from anywhere, we thought, well, while we're out of the country, we might as well stay out and make the most of already being halfway around the world. So hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, if the world is still going by then, we'll be going to LA, New York, and then we're going to go to Paris and Italy, basically, and London. So we'll be around 4.5-5 weeks gone. So just trying to get a little bit
organized. What are you doing with your dogs?
We've got a house set up, so it's the same people who came at Christmas, because I know, God, for me to board them, like, we have this lovely lady who has like an acreage. When I say boarding, it's not like a proper kennel, it's just kind of an acreage where they roam free with other dogs, so they love it there, but to put them in there for that long, I'd need an
unboarding.
So over Christmas, we had these amazing house sitters who live local, and they house sit for a lot of people in our street, so hopefully, like, we just messaged them on the weekend to double check that they're all still good, and they are, so fingers crossed.
Oh my God, are you going to miss your pets so much?
I know. And Donnie's been so funny
lately.
It's a
long time.
Like, I posted a photo of him on Patreon yesterday. Daisy does too, but Daisy's personality is like a lot more calm. And like, she's just like, I always say she's like a lady. She's just quiet and calm, whereas he's like a complete and utter lunatic running around. And yesterday he was just lying on his back and he looked like the bat. Because he had, you know, the ears go up when they lie.
Yeah, but I saw the picture.
And even we went out for dinner last night with just some friends up for an early dinner. And when we got home, because we left the garage open for them to stay in, because they are outside dogs. They do sleep inside at night, but generally during the day they're outside. But it was raining. So I left the garage open. When I came home, he's dragged out like a 5-liter bottle of water. He's just dragged it out of the garage. And like, I don't
know. You should talk about the chips.
Did I not talk about that either? Oh yeah, so
I don't know. I don't think so.
So we went to Costco a little while ago, and we bought, you know, like you guys would know, they have like boxes of potato chips,
like
where
bulk.
I think it's like 78 little bags or something. And I feel like one day I heard this kind of commotion in the morning. It was early. I was still in my pajamas. I think I was even still in bed, and I'm like, what are they doing? So I went out, and they had dragged the box of chips from the garage down onto the grass. Like, it's far. I don't even know. It's probably 50 meters or at least 30 meters. And they dragged it down onto the grass. They had somehow got into the chip box, which
Picnic.
Was unopened. And we're eating, I reckon they'd eaten about 6 bags of chips. I wish, and because for some reason our Ring camera doesn't, in that area, doesn't always pick up movement. I was like, I just wanted to see them actually carrying out this escapade.
I know, I would love to see that. Them like so excited with the box of chips.
He would have thought it was Christmas. And the other thing is, he found, like, he was obviously bored and just in a naughty mood last night. So he got the water, and then he'd found a random book in the garage. So he had the book on his bed. I'm like, well, so you're drinking water.
He's trying to join book club.
You're reading books.
Having a drink and joining book club.
So, yeah, and they'll be fine. They like the dog sitters are great. They're fine. It'll be fine. They'll be fine. I am happy probably that they'll be at home and instilling their routine and all that. Because when they get back from the kennel, I reckon they sleep for a week. They're so exhausted because this lady, like most like boarding kennels have kind of like a cage situation, I guess, where they put the dogs in there at night. Whereas this lady, she has like, we call it a granny flat. I don't know what you guys call it. It's like a little separate house for the dogs. And basically she just puts all the dogs in there and closes the door at night. But she does have a preference. My dog's a Labrador. She has a preference for Labs, Golden Retrievers. So it's mainly those type of dogs.
The nice guys.
Yeah, the nice guys. I did say she got a bad review once because she wouldn't accept someone's dog. And I'm like, well, it's her prerogative to accept whatever dog she wants and whatever. Yeah. Anyway, but So when she posts the videos, it's just not 20, maybe like 8 or 10 Labs just all running around having the time of their lives.
It sounds so fun. They probably love it.
Yeah, they do love it. And we call it fat camp because our Labs are a little bit chunky and when they go there, they come back.
Well, from all the chips.
They just run around all day.
they needed it after that.
If they went there for 5 weeks, they would be like half the size probably.
Okay, so to just do a total 180 from the happy dogs running around with their chips, we are going to be talking about a case today that Olivia and I both hadn't heard of before. We said it's like a little similar. It has like a Gabby Petito vibe, we were saying, which is interesting because Gabby Petito is a massive case and this one gets no attention.
Yeah.
So it's the case of missing Catherine Katie Ferguson, who, not to like jump the gun, is most likely deceased. It seems like that. We'll get into it as we go, obviously. And it was suggested to us by Cass. So thank you for a suggestion, because like I said, we hadn't heard of it before.
Yeah.
What are you guys up to?
These two body cam videos providing a likely timeline and important clues into what may have happened to Katie Ferguson.
Go ahead and grab your license and come here and talk to me.
Okay.
For Mona Hartling, her daughter's disappearance is a hole in her soul.
We had a special bond, and we were never apart. I feel like half of me's gone now.
Hartling says she and Katie left Wyoming while Katie was pregnant with her second child.
She had bruises around her neck, bruises around her belly. She said, Mom, I need to get away. And I said, let's go.
They were staying with a relative in Alabama when Katie's boyfriend, Adam Aviles Jr., convinced her to come home.
Katie had a sweetheart. I mean, and all she wanted was her family. That was her biggest goal, was to have her family together.
On October 5th, 2023, an officer in Truman, Arkansas, questions the couple after they and their two young children apparently slept the night in a parking lot.
Well, I was just seeing the door open and looked suspicious, so I had to come check it out.
It is the last known contact with Katie.
So on a rainy morning in October 2023, a police officer in a small Arkansas town approached a parked SUV to check on a family inside. In the passenger seat, a tired mother in a red t-shirt smiled politely as she folded baby clothes. Her toddler climbed between the seats. A baby cried in the back. She told the officer they were just passing through, trying to get back to Wyoming. That officer would become the last confirmed person to ever see Katie Ferguson alive. Days later, her boyfriend would continue the trip without her. When investigators finally searched the vehicle they'd been traveling in, they found something chilling: blood, bullet holes, and a missing passenger seat. Katie Ferguson has never been seen again.
As we mentioned, this case, like, there is a little bit of, you know, media attention out there. There's a few articles, and a lot of the articles I did find were conflicting, especially the more recent ones kind of conflict what was said earlier on. There are a few sources that have covered this case from the start to now, so I've kind of deferred to those as I think they are probably the most accurate, but I just wanted to kind of preface that in case you do see, like, I feel like the varying details don't actually matter to that, you know, too much to what is actually likely to have happened to Katie. But you may, if you do go out and do a deep dive yourself, you may see a few varying things. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. And we have tried to kind of pick what we think is the most definite of scenarios and definite of reporting.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
So as some background, Katie had been in a relationship with her boyfriend, Adam Avalos Jr., for years prior to her disappearance. The couple have two daughters together who were aged almost 1 and 4 as of October 2023. Katie was described by her family as a goofball and a doting mother. She gave herself the nickname Gangsta Kate because she loved rapping along with songs while driving in the car. Katie's sister Nicole told Fox that she had known Adam since he was a teenager. She also said that she and Katie had become very close when she was a teenager. She said, "From the time I was like a teenager on, we got very close. We always had so much in common." She described their fun nights out dancing and goofing around. Nicole said he always seemed like a nice enough guy and that she didn't think he would hurt anyone. Both Katie and Adam had previously struggled with addiction, but were said to have been on a better path. Adam was convicted of heroin possession in 2017. Katie's stepmother, Angela Ferguson, said that they took a family trip in 2021 and that the couple were in a good place at that point. She told Fox News Digital, "It made me feel really good that she seemed to have turned things around and she was in a good spot in life. She was very attentive to the kids and I just got to know her better. On this vacation, I saw her in a different light and had hope that everything was going to turn out all right." When Katie became a mom, Nicole said she saw her incredible transformation into a great mom who would do anything for her kids. Nicole said she was a really kind person. She had a really kind heart. Just like her kids, they have really kind souls. We've always just had this bond. By April 2023, Katie and Adam's relationship had turned into an ugly, verbally abusive mess. Nicole said that something shifted in Adam after the birth of the couple's second daughter. Nicole said, "I don't know if it was the stress of having a baby with her or the stress of life or what it was, but he was different. He was very controlling, like she wasn't allowed to go do anything or go anywhere. I would be like, 'Katie, you know, let's go... Katie, you know, let's get together. My kids miss you.' And she'd be like, 'I can't. Adam doesn't want me to.'"
I feel like these are kind of the start of the Gabby Petito parallels, whereas, you know, Brian Laundrie is obviously very controlling as well and domineering towards Gabby, and Adam started to be like that. It sounds like their relationship was quite toxic anyway, but there was this extra controlling aspect that seemed to
And especially when you added once they had heroin kids. Addiction.
Yeah.
Katie decided to end things with Adam in 2023. There are varying reports as to the date that happened, but it was around that time of April or May that year. Katie decided that she and the kids should leave their home in Cody, Wyoming to get away from Adam. She made a plan to move with her biological mother, Mona Hartling, in Newton, Alabama. The drive would have taken them around 28 hours. Katie sent some texts to her stepmother during the road trip indicating that she was scared of Adam. She wrote, "I don't want to be stranded on the side of the road with two kids. I know you're probably thinking, well, you should have thought about it and planned about it, but Adam kept following us." She said, "I kept seeing him everywhere. I couldn't stay in Cody. I'm not asking for a lot. I just need help." Angela sent Katie some money and helped her find a hotel room. She wrote, "Thank you very much. We didn't know what we're going to do, and we're almost out of gas. We're so exhausted. We just want to get as far away from him as we can because we're tired of looking over our shoulders constantly. We're scared to take the girls anywhere." Katie also told Angela that Adam had relapsed and was using drugs again. Amanda Ferguson, another one of Katie's sisters, told NBC she was scared of him. She didn't want the girls around him. Her mom said she had bruises around her neck, bruises around her belly. She said, "Mom, I need to get away." I said, "Let's go." Katie and the girls arrived in Alabama and began living with Mona. Things were okay, and Mona's her mother, just to clarify. Things were okay for a few months until she had a falling out with her mother. Katie messaged Angela, her stepmother, on September 24th, 2023, and said that she wanted to move back to Wyoming. So she messaged and said,
Yeah,
I can see it. So the message said, "Hey, is there any way you think he could book us a cheap hotel room? I think like the Motel 6, or I can do it either way works. Please, we are just stuck here. few days until we can have Adam's stepmom and his dad send us the money to get back to Cody. They just don't have it right this minute, and I am doing everything I can to make sure these girls are okay and we're okay. It's just hard right now, but I know we've made a good decision by going back to Cody with them. And yes, this is true, but I do love him and I do want to be with him, and I just want to be a happy family. And he has grown up. I'm sorry. I forgot about your surgery and stuff. I hope you're feeling well. Does it feel better? Wasn't it a nerve block they did or something? But we love you guys very much. So as a family member, I'd be very irritated. Mm-hmm. I know she's the victim, but I'd be just irritated. Like, don't go back to him. Like, you just got away. Like, I know how it's not that easy and how hard it is, but just as a family member, I could imagine reading this and just like feeling sick to my stomach. Katie ended up calling Adam to come and get her and the kids and take them back to Wyoming. Nicole said, Katie stopped talking to Adam after they broke up. That's why it was so weird to me that all of a sudden he was in Alabama. It's estimated that Adam, Katie, and the children left Alabama to begin their journey back to Wyoming on Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. On Thursday, October 5th, 2023, a Truman, Arkansas police officer contacted Adam, Katie, and the kids in their Durango while stopped in a parking lot to check on them. This is around a 7.5 hour drive from Newton. The officer approached the family around 11 a.m., and this info about the encounter is from CowboyStateDaily.com.
How you guys doing?
Oh, okay.
What you guys up to? Say it again?
Trying to clean up and head over to Jonesboro. How are you doing?
Okay. Well, I was just seeing a door open and looked suspicious, so I had to come check it out.
Yeah, we're going back.
So are you guys out of Wyoming, or?
Yeah, we're going back.
You're going back?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have a ID or anything?
Yeah. Arkansas
an
ID state?
Say it again?
Arkansas an ID state?
Is it an ID
state?
Well, I just need to verify you.
I don't think we've done that. I don't think we're breaking the law.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is a suspicious vehicle in a parking lot, so.
Someone called in, or you drove through?
I was driving right here, and I seen you guys.
No one called in.
So.
Okay. Yeah, then I won't. If it's not, if Arkansas isn't a must ID.
Do you have your ID on you?
I have no idea where my wallet is right this second.
What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine.
Ferguson.
Catherine.
Ferguson.
Ferguson?
Yeah.
Out of Wyoming.
So the police officer asked, how you guys doing? What are you guys up to? And this is from the website, so it's a little bit of a dramatic retelling. It says, rain drizzles fleeting across the body cam view, dripping onto the SUV. The body cam video shows the officer approaching a dark-colored Dodge Durango and walking to the passenger side. The camera captures a clear view of Katie Ferguson in a red t-shirt, her legs crossed casually as she sorts through snacks and folds baby garments in the car's passenger seat. She smiles in mild surprise at the officer's approach. A baby coos in the back seat. A toddler clambers in the front area between her parents. Adam says, trying to clean up and head over to Jonesboro, how are you doing? The officer says, I was just seeing the door open and it looks suspicious, so I had to come check it out. Katie smiles again. Yeah, we're heading out, she says, adding that the family is on their way back to Wyoming. The officer asks, do you guys have an ID or anything? Yeah, Katie begins, still folding baby garments. And Adam interrupts and asks, is Arkansas an ID state? The officer says, I just need to verify you. Adam says, I don't think we've done nothing. I don't think we're breaking the law. Unless we got a call called on us, I don't think we've done nothing wrong. The officer said, well, it is a suspicious vehicle in a parking lot. I was driving right here and I seen you guys. And Adam says, so no one called it in. Okay. Attitude.
Yeah, it seems like such a dick.
The officer asks Katie for her ID. She sorts through some of the items in the vehicle, saying she didn't have her wallet just then. The officer asks her name. Catherine Ferguson, she answers. The baby's crying intensifies. Calm down, says Adam to the child. Katie, who appears fatigued throughout the encounter, yawns. She says, we're trying to get back to Wyoming. We would have been at a hotel, but Priceline took a bunch of our money. The officer asks how long they've been in Truman. Just one night, says Katie. The officer asks, you guys just passing through? And Adam says, yeah, we're trying to get back to Wyoming. Katie explains that she was with her family in Alabama because she and Adam had separated for a while, then they came back together. She said, so he came down to see me and we decided to get back together and take care of the girls. She said, I don't want to be here at all. And the officer said, all right, and walks promptly away. So that's all very Gabby Petito too, like.
Yeah, that's the main reason I think that people do, you know, draw the parallels to this case, is that she was seen with the probably perpetrator in the car. You know, everything was all right at that point. It's a little bit different because Katie doesn't seem distressed in this, you know, just a little bit, I guess, anxious to
it's
get
still
home.
Like a little tense. Yeah, it yeah. seems.
Just not they weren't fighting at the time. Like, no doubt, it yeah. seems like Adam was being a bit of a dick, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this officer was the last person to see Katie. Her phone activity was also said to have ceased around this time. Adam seemed to continue on his way back to Wyoming cross country. He was stopped by a Texas trooper on Monday, October 9th, 2023. He was stopped for driving on the wrong side of the road and was also cited for a child safety seat violation. Katie was not in the car at this time. On October 11th, 2023, Adam was in Colorado and he was contacted by a Colorado State Police trooper. Again, Katie was not in the vehicle. It always blows my mind that these people get stopped so often. Like Brian Koberger as well was stopped a bunch of yeah. times. Like what are they doing?
They're just delinquents.
And how horribly are they driving that they are getting stopped all these times? I don't know.
It was probably high on meth.
Yeah. So when Katie's family could not get in contact with her by November 2023, her mother Mona filed a missing persons report. This happened on the 2nd of November 2023, we believe. So Adam found out very quickly about the report. He told Mona that Katie was not missing, but that she didn't want to have any contact with her family. And this is where things kind of get a little bit extra strange. So that same day that he found out about the missing person report, Adam let his father, who is also called Adam, Adam Sr., borrow a Glock pistol to take on a hunting trip. And after Adam found out about the missing persons report, he went to his father's campsite and he demanded the gun back. So this is a little bit strange. Nicole, Katie's sister, said, when I first found out about my sister missing, I was in shock. I cried for 3 or 4 days. I know in my heart that he, Adam, did something to her. So the missing persons report was filed on the 2nd. On the 4th of November 2023, Adam's Durango was found abandoned in a rural area near Cody, Wyoming. So he did make it back to Wyoming following this road trip. Trash bags were covering the windows of the vehicle. When deputies arrived, they broke into the car because of Adam's connection to Katie, who they knew was a missing person. So that's pretty quick effort by them. Like, you know, most of these, I don't know, it seems like it had only been 2 days. Seemed like they were fairly aware that there was this missing persons report connected to this car. So I guess that's one plus in this case.
Yeah, that was, it almost seemed like a stroke of luck that they kind of came across it.
Deputies wanted to make sure there was no one inside the vehicle who needed medical attention. When they opened up the Durango, though, a law enforcement officer indicated that he could, quote, smell the odor of putrefied blood inside the Durango. The passenger seat was missing and there were cleaning wipes inside. A Glock pistol magazine loaded with live ammunition was near the vehicle's center console. The criminal complaint says there was also what appears to be a projectile hole in the front passenger door. So when we previously mentioned the body cam footage, obviously investigators went back and looked at that. There was no projectile hole seen in the car at that point. This is an excerpt from the complaint. It says KF, as in Katie, was present in the passenger seat and Adam was operating the vehicle. There was no projectile hole in the passenger side door on body cam video. Authorities also reviewed later body cam footage from the Texas interaction. The projectile hole could be seen at that point, but it was covered with tape. So the Texas traffic stop happened on October 9th. So, you know, I guess you can speculate as to when whatever happened to Katie likely happened based on those.
I want to know why he was like, let me cover this with tape.
Yeah, maybe someone won't notice it if I do that.
I think it probably made it more noticeable.
Yeah. So when the deputies were examining the vehicle, Adam approached them holding a gas canister. He told authorities that it was his car and it had run out of gas. I wonder if that was really true or if he was planning to maybe torch the vehicle.
Mm.
Investigators learned that one of the first things that Adam had done when he returned to Wyoming was to borrow an angle grinder from a friend. He told that friend he needed to cut something off his car. This is some more information about the state of the Durango that came from Fox News. It says federal investigators executed a search warrant 2 days later and allegedly found dried blood, which was confirmed by a crime lab, as well as three fired projectiles consistent with a 45 caliber round inside the passenger door and two stuck in our door. The front seat was missing and a large portion of the truck's trim was removed and stuffed into trash bags in the back seat. Angela, the stepmother of Katie, said that they found out about this evidence by watching and reading the news. She said, "I wish we could have been informed, or it just could have come out different. Just the thought of her possibly suffering as her life slipped away and the kids where they are with her, like they are so many things we will probably just never know."
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
So all of that seems very sus. Why is he removing passenger seats, trim from the car? Why are there three bullet holes in the car?
Like, just arrest him already.
Yeah, I just feel like this is such an obvious, like, sometimes like, oh, maybe. I feel like this is a very, very obvious situation.
Yeah, like, he really couldn't have pointed at himself anymore.
So authorities searched along the route that Katie and Adam would have taken on their road trip and narrowed their search at that time to a stretch of Arkansas between Little Rock and Gurdon. They found a strip of fabric along that search, which was said to match a pattern on Katie's pajamas. Police also questioned Adam's father, Adam Sr., and looked into Adam's phone search history. This info, again, is from Cowboy State Daily. They are one of the agencies that has been reporting on this case since the start. Apparently, Adam Sr. asked his son, "Did you whack her?" And Adam Jr. answered, "The kids are safe. That's what matters." Adam's phone search history showed that he was looking for answers about how Americans can move to Canada, and about strong cleaning products like lye. So, again, very sus, mm-hmm. very Travis Decker. He did the same type of thing. Remember, he tried to look into
Yes, I
like
forgot
that.
About him. Mm. He still...
No, they found
him. They found him. I was like, yeah. He's still missing, right? No,
found
they
him,
found
did, him. Deceased, but presumed I don't think dead, we'll ever know how, whatever happened. So Adam Sr. told authorities that Adam Jr. and the two children had been living with him upon their return to Wyoming. When we spoke about the father's hunting trip earlier where Adam went and got the gun, he said that after he got home from that trip, he returned to find the house in disarray. When he went to shower, he found a razor blade with meth as well as a water pipe used to smoke meth sitting on the bathroom sink. So this is with two little kids around too, you know, just not a great situation. Adam Sr. said he grew angry. He threw the things away and he started cleaning the house. He allegedly found a needle and a syringe and about half a gram of meth on a shelf in the upstairs bathroom. He said he obviously knew by then that Adam was using again. Adam Sr. destroyed all of the drug paraphernalia and he told Adam Jr. that he was not welcome in the house any longer. Adam asked if he could borrow both money and his dad's truck, and Adam Sr. said no. Adam Jr. then asked if he could go downstairs and get some pants as he was wearing shorts and it was cold. His father agreed and he followed Adam down the stairs. The sheriff would later say Adam Jr. was obviously looking for the controlled substances that his father had disposed of. So he didn't really need pants. He was just trying to find the drugs before he was kicked out of the house. Yeah. So Adam Sr. gave his son a ride into the town and dropped him off. He then went to a law enforcement center for a previously scheduled interview. Adam Sr. was asked where his truck was at the time and he told authorities that it was parked in front of his home. The sheriff said something along the lines of, "Are you sure?" And he gave Adam Sr. a ride back to his house and the truck was gone. Adam Jr. allegedly stole the truck and charged fuel to his father's account, and both he and the truck were unable to be found that day. So on the 8th of November 2023, Adam was arrested on suspicion of drug delivery and unauthorized use of someone else's vehicle, which was obviously his father's truck. Mm-hmm. Authorities asked Adam where his father's truck was and he told them it was, quote, a long way away. Police would later find the vehicle backed in near a building north of Cody in Wyoming. If Adam was convicted and sentenced on those charges, each charge would have brought up to 1 year in jail and $1,000 in fines. Those charges ended up, though, being dropped without prejudice, which means that he could be tried again. He could be tried on those at a later time. But these charges were dropped so that federal authorities could lay heavier charges against him. Monty McLean, who's the public information officer for the Park County Sheriff, told the media, "We dropped the local charges. We used those to hold him till the big charges came out. His charges have escalated to the point that a misdemeanor ticket of unauthorized truck use is a moot point. It would actually delay the furtherance of justice in trying to get this taken care of." Adam was then charged by the federal court with a felon being in possession of a firearm or ammunition. This charge is punishable by up to 15 years in prison and $250,000 in fines per count. So a much, you know, greater charge with a much higher sentence.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website that's followed this case called solvethecase.org, and according to them, Katie's oldest daughter was also interviewed on the 8th of November, which is the day that Adam got arrested.
This case makes me so sad for the poor kids.
I know, and she was only 4 years old. Like, the 11-month-old maybe wouldn't remember, but the 4-year-old would, I think, be able to recall. And
I'm sure that they were just, like, also just stuck with Adam for a bit while he was just, like, on an absolute bender after this. Like,
Adam is a garbage human. Even if he didn't kill Katie, he's just not a nice human being.
Agreed.
So this is a quote about the interview of the daughter. It says, "A forensic interview of the 4-year-old included a statement about Adam accidentally hurting Katie. The older daughter told investigators that she heard a loud bang while her parents were in the front seat of the vehicle during the trip. She reportedly said that her mother then fell forward and did not respond afterward. The child also described seeing blood."
So sad.
Oh, horrible. Mona has said that she hasn't asked the child about what she saw because she doesn't want to traumatize her, but she believes that both of the kids saw what happened to Katie. When Katie did not show up for her youngest daughter's first birthday on the 27th of November 2023, her family said they knew that something very bad had happened to her. Amanda said, "I still have a little bit of hope, but with the evidence I've heard, if Katie is still alive, I just want her to know that we love her and miss her and we're here for her. If she isn't, I want to know where she's at so I can properly say goodbye to her. Our whole family would love that." Nicole, the other sister, said, "I just really hope that he, Adam, will talk and just say what happened. I love her and I don't want to be negative, but I don't think she's coming home, but I at least want her to be found." And Angela, the stepmother, said, "It all points in a very tragic direction and it's all hard. It's hard to hear the rumors, to hear what might have happened to her. It's just unfathomable. It's devastating. It's the most tragic, awful thing." So in September 2024, Adam was sentenced to 87 months, which is just over 7 years in federal prison for being a felon in possession of the ammunition. This is a statement by the U.S. Attorney's Office from the District of Wyoming. They went on to say, "Based on evidence presented by the government at the sentencing, Judge Johnson found that Adam unlawfully possessed the ammunition in connection with the voluntary manslaughter of Catherine Ferguson. She was reported missing in October of 2023 and is presumed dead. Adam was arrested in early November 2023 after the Park County Sheriff found bullet holes, a fully loaded .45 caliber magazine and ammunition, and numerous blood-stained items inside his vehicle. Adam is a convicted felon and he is not allowed to possess firearms or ammunition. Adam was indicted by a federal grand jury on November 15th, 2023, and he pled guilty on June 14th. They went on to say, "Today's sentence is a product of close cooperation between local, state, and federal law enforcement and prosecutors. We hope the sentence provides a measure of justice, however partial, for the loss of Catherine Ferguson to her children and her family. This case is a sad reminder that felons cannot be trusted with firearms. The U.S. Attorney's Office will continue to aggressively prosecute gun crimes to help make the people of Wyoming safer." So that is the first time, really, like, obviously it's always been insinuated that Adam had something to do with Katie's death, but this is a government agency coming out and saying that, you know, he was convicted of a crime that likely related to Katie's murder or manslaughter. Mm-hmm. So in March of 2025, Angela, Katie's stepmother, spoke to East Idaho News and she gave an update on the case. She said the investigation shows that Katie was likely killed between Texarkana in Texas and Arkansas. She went on to say, "They're trying to find a fire pit where she may have fallen into the fire. I feel like they're getting close to finding her. They're doing search parties and they have cadaver dogs out." So that is now a year ago. As we mentioned, Katie's still missing. It doesn't really seem like anything came from whatever part of the investigation that was. When she says fallen into the fire pit, I wonder if she's more insinuating that's how he disposed of the body, because it seems like she didn't fall into a fire pit and died. She was probably shot to death.
It's weird wording.
If that's what more so she meant, then there was some type of accident, if because it kind of reads that way to me.
Mm-hmm.
So in July of 2025, authorities asked Authorities asked hikers in Park County, Wyoming, to be on the lookout for two objects that may be related to Katie's disappearance. People were asked to stay alert for a pink tote container bearing white duct tape and the removed, possibly charred or damaged front passenger seat of the Dodge Durango. The tote was said to be possibly in Park County or other surrounding counties. Sheriff Darrell Stewart said that the authorities had searched extensively for the tote, which was likely to contain DNA, which isn't sounding great. FBI Special Agent Luke Williamson spoke about the tote during Adams' sentencing in November of 2024. It says Adams Sr. in November 2023 had reportedly found a large pink tote container which smelled of, quote, rotting meat at the Cody home that he shared with his son. The FBI agent went on to say that Adam Sr. put the tote in the dumpster and this upset Adam Jr. Adam Jr. told his father that the tote contained DNA and he retrieved it from the dumpster, but investigators have never been able to find
it. Very confused by all that.
I know. So, like, if you smelled it rotting meat, wouldn't you maybe open it? I don't know. It's very strange, but I agree. It's another strange part to this that we only know pieces of.
Yeah.
So Katie's mother, Mona, spoke to the media last year in 2025 about the situation and how horrible it is for the family. She said, "It's killing us just not knowing where she is. It's for justice for her and her babies, for her family, her beautiful children. They're adorable. They're so adorable. And Katie just shines through them," she said about the children. She also spoke about dreading having to explain the case and their mother's disappearance to the girls as they grow older. Mona also spoke about her anguish at hearing the graphic descriptors during Adam's previous sentencing. And that's obviously what we mean about the rotting meat and the, you know, all those things that she would have heard. She said, "I couldn't handle it at the time to see Adam, number one, and not being able to go up there and rip his head off. And that was my baby girl's blood up there. You never imagine that. It's like watching a movie. I couldn't handle it at the time."
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
So as of March 2026, Katie remains missing. Her two daughters are said to be living with Adam's mother, so I guess it's good that they have a stable caregiver. Mona has said that their paternal grandmother is a wonderful caretaker and that she is allowed to see the girls often. So hopefully they are having some kind of more stable childhood now with hopefully someone who cares for them. It seems more so that way.
Where were they when he was staying at his dad's? They were there too? And the parents were just taking care of them?
Well, I don't know. I think just from what I can gather, Adam Sr. and Adam's mother weren't together. It was just Adam Sr. that's where Adam Jr. was living with him. And then from what I can gather is that the parents were split up and now they live with Adam's mother essentially. But I don't think she was involved from what I've read so far in the kind of time where Adam was doing meth in his father's house.
So the kids were just there also.
Yeah, seems like it. But then I also, this is what I mean. I guess because they're children and they're minors and essentially trying to protect their privacy, like I couldn't find out what happened when the dad dropped Adam into town, then Adam came back and stole the truck.
Like,
where were the kids at this point? I guess they could have just been visiting with a relative. Maybe they were in the care of another relative at that time.
I'd like to think they were just somewhere safe.
Yeah, surely. At least they did end up safe. I feel so horrible for this little girl who was 4 years old at the time that she will likely remember. May have some memories of whatever happened. And if she, like her account sounds quite straightforward. She heard a bang, her mum fell forward, and then she saw blood. So, you know, what does that indicate? It indicates that there was likely a gunshot and something very horrible happened to her mother in front of her.
I'm sure they saw him get rid of the body and stuff like that. And who knows what he did and told them after.
And even for those kids to be on this massive road trip, it sounds like they were living in the car, you know, when Katie was saying that Priceline took all their money and they had no money for the hotel. Like, these kids would have had a very chaotic upbringing for probably over at least a year. Like, who knows how long their relationship was tumultuous for. And, you know, if Adam was using, they probably would have seen some things that were horrible for them to see and go through. So,
yeah.
Just hope that they're in a better spot now.
Yeah. So I guess in terms of theories, you know, sometimes we say, well, maybe, you know, there's a chance. I just feel like really the only obvious scenario that has been, and it's also been backed up by authorities, is that Adam killed Katie. And I guess the only thing up for debate is whether or not it was an accident. Maybe he accidentally killed her during a fight and he didn't mean to, for example. I personally think it seems more premeditated.
Sounds like he
just shot her. Why would there be three bullets and three gunshots if it wasn't deliberate?
And that matches what the little girl said too. Yeah.
I suspect they were just in a very toxic relationship. They were probably fighting about something. Maybe she said it again, she wanted to leave, and he was probably high and shot her. I just feel like there really isn't likely to be any other scenario. Anything else would be very, very a low percentage for me.
Yeah, I agree. And he doesn't seem very smart. Like, the only reason he's gotten away with as much as he's gotten away with so far is just because they can't
dumb luck
find exactly where he put her, because they were on this road trip. Like, it's not like they were at their house or something, you know?
It just always blows my mind when people can be so dumb and so seemingly sloppy, but they still get away with it. And this year will be 3 years. Obviously, it's the end of the year, so 2.5 years we're at now, so for example. But he has somehow managed to get away with it for this long. Some people just really do have some dumb luck, I think.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so that's really it for this episode. There's not a ton to discuss, as Olivia was just saying. It's pretty straightforward, but hopefully, like, I feel like not a lot of people know this story, so hopefully doing the episode will get some more people informed about it.
And I appreciate that people tell us about cases like this that have gone under the radar, because I know, like, you know, not to harp on about Nancy Guthrie, for example, but her case is one that most people know about, and most people know a lot of the details, where there are all these other victims, you know, missing people, murder victims, abuse victims, that their stories are just never properly told, because for some reason there just isn't the amount of information out there. So I was grateful to Cass that she let us know about this one, and we'll definitely share updates if there are any.
Yeah, I'll definitely. This is one of those ones I'm going to think about for some, like, I don't know what it is about certain cases, but this was one that I'll wonder about randomly.
I just feel like there was
where they find her.
Such a sense of desperation, like going across country, staying in seedy motels with your little babies.
That's why I just feel so sad for the little kids.
Yeah.
All right, but that's it for this episode. Everything will be on the blog at truecrimesocietyblog.com, as always. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at True Crime Society. We're always posting updates and new cases and old cases there. If you want to see what we're up to, my Instagram is stephsum_, Olivia's TCSOlivia. Make sure you're following, well, check us out on Patreon. Make sure you check us out on Patreon. We do all the episodes ad-free. We do a weekly bonus episode. Plus, we had some other fun things on there, and we do earlier release of the main episodes as well. And if you could just share to your Instagram stories what you guys are doing while you're listening to the podcast, we love to reshare them and helps us get the word out. Leave us some Spotify comments and all that. Subscribe, follow, like, share, blah, 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 all the usual stuff. So that is it. Thank you guys for listening. Stay safe out there. Peace out.
See ya.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.